Hey, come in.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's probably out of the office partying right now. But I do need to work late to catch a deadline.
What can I do for you?
A special project, huh? Has management approved of it already? Ah, you wanted me to look at it first. Sure, tell me what it's about. Huh. You want to conduct research on Reddit users' behaviors. I don't know, I'd say that's a little ambitious, given the size of our team and the limited resources. Not to mention, there's a lot of anonymity. It'll be difficult to get accurate data. How do you plan to go about this? You want to start by checking out niche forums related to our brands. Okay, but how are we going to pinpoint if they are the right audience for us or not? Demographics on Reddit is difficult to check. I honestly don't see how we can solve that problem efficiently.
Me?
Yeah, I go on Reddit.
My activity?
I'm not going to tell you.
And that's the problem with the idea that you're proposing.
We can't base demographics on activity, and everyone who is there because they prefer anonymity. This isn't like Facebook or Twitter. What you're proposing is ridiculous, actually, and time-consuming, if I am to be very honest, as your colleague. Why do you want to check out the audience on Reddit anyways?
Trust you.
Alright, fine. Now listen. Just show me what you have for me, and we'll see what we can do.
You feel so good.
What the fuck? Is this a joke? Are you serious right now? No, I'm not her. You know I can call in HR and report you already for sexual harassment, right? What are you trying to do exactly? What? You're trying to ruin my reputation by linking me to someone who only just sounds like me. I'm not her. Excuse me? You hacked my phone? Was that why it was missing a while ago? Shit, I didn't catch that. Listen, you're going to get into a lot of shit after this, I swear to you. Alright? Fine, I admit it, I am her. But so what? If you think you can blackmail me into doing your bidding just because you have my audios, you've got a different thing coming for you. This is my last warning. You really don't want to push me. Fine. You want to do this? Listen, hotshot. You've got some balls doing something this crazy. I'll give you that. But you're never going to win. You want to know why? You are literally a probationary employee with only 3 months under your belt. I have years of experience, and I am an asset to this company. That's why I have an office, and you're stuck in your cubicle. I've proven myself. So you can run to HR with the audios you downloaded from my phone and tie them to my account. But you're forgetting something crucial, mister. Nothing in the company policy states that I'm not allowed to engage in activities like this. Nothing. So I'm not breaking any rules. You, on the other hand, you not only stole my phone and hacked into my account, you also attempted to blackmail me, which are clear violations in and of itself. And what you're doing, by the way, that's already tantamount to sexual harassment. Listen, if they think my audios are distasteful, it hasn't affected how I work in this company. I still bring stellar results. You, on the other hand, you're fucking faking reports just so you can try and pull this off. You're wasting company time and resources by doing a stunt like this. Who do you think they value more, me or you? I can easily argue that you should be fired, and you don't want that, do you? I've seen your records. Yeah, I figured. My God, you didn't really think this through, did you? Of course. So I think it's very clear that I'm not going to go down on my knees and give you a blowjob. I'm not going to bend over my desk so you can fuck me senseless. In fact, I doubt you could even satisfy me if I let you. So no, I'm not going to do whatever you ask me to. So why don't you just stand up, turn around, and get your ass off my office? Wait. You know what? On second thought, come back here. Since you've been bold enough to try and pull off this shit, I hope you recognize that I now have the power to ruin your career and your reputation in an instant. I can just go to HR right now and ruin you if I wanted to. But I don't want to waste your efforts of trying to destroy me, so I'm going to make this a little worthwhile, at least for me. See, you've only listened to my sweet and gentle audios, the ones where I always say sorry, the ones where I always try to comfort the men. You haven't listened to this other side of me. And it just so happens that people have been asking me to unleash this side of me for quite some time now. You will be my catalyst. If you don't want me to run to HR, you're going to do everything I say. Got it? If you don't want me to ruin your life, then from now on, you're gonna be my little bitch. You're gonna do whatever I ask you. You're going to serve me. And you're gonna be my little sex slave. Do you like the idea of that? No? Oh, so you must see yourself as a dominant, huh? You listen to all those girls pleading and moaning and begging for your cock, huh? You listen to them and jack off to them because you feel like you have power over them? Power, which you actually do not have in real life. Well, I can change that. This is my final proposal. The HR manager is a friend of mine, and I have her personal number in my phone. If you don't do what I ask you to, I just need to say the magic words, and you'll be out of a job again. So, final question. Are you willing to be my little bitch now? No. Say, yes, mistress. I want to be your little bitch. Oh, good. This is going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to this. Let's start with something simple, shall we? I want you to present yourself to me. Strip. Take off all your clothes and do it like your life depended on it. Because it's true. Oh, wow. I love that look of defiance. Now hand over your belt. Good. Turn around. I like your body. Bend over. I want to slap that ass of yours for being a naughty little bitch. I said, bend over. If you don't, the phone is just by my side. I can call HR anytime. Very good. This feels good. Tell me you also felt good, pet. Tell me you also felt good, pet. Or else... Good. Now thank me. Thank me for slapping your ass and punishing you for being such a naughty boy. Perfect. Now face me and be on your knees. That's a good boy. I chose the perfect day to wear a skirt. Do you like it? Compliment me. Tell me you like seeing my ass in this tight little skirt. Don't stare at me with that ungrateful expression on your face. You really should be thankful that I'm giving you this chance to redeem yourself. You should be thankful that I'm not ruining your career right now. And besides, you're not really hiding anything. I can clearly see how hard your cock is. You're turned on by the idea of becoming my little bitch. Now stop pretending and give in. Good, good. Beg for my pussy. beg to let you eat my pussy. Tell me you want to please and eat me because you're a hungry little slut. Beg. Now. Good boy. Come a little closer. Now I want you to put your hands on my thighs. Slip them underneath this tight skirt of mine and pull down my panties. Do you like that? Do you like your mistress's pussy? Do you like seeing how wet you've made her? Good. I can already see your willpower starting to fade away. Now I want you to start eating out my pussy. I want you to eat it like there's no tomorrow. I want you to make me come. And if you don't satisfy me, I will punish you severely. Got that? Good. You can start. Good boy. Swirl your tongue at my clit like that. Who can say you can touch yourself? No, my dear pet. You're not allowed to pleasure yourself while you're attending to me. That's very selfish of you, did you know that? Now let go of your cock. Let it go. Good. Now continue licking my pussy. That's right. Fuck yeah. Yeah, you like that? You like being pulled at the hair? See, you can pretend all you want. But deep inside, you're just a man who wants to serve. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Push your tongue deeper. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Until I come. Come on. I'm close. Good boy. Drink all of my juices, my little pet. Don't waste a single drop. See? You like doing this. You like being a good boy. You like being commanded. You like being your mistress's pet, huh? What's that? You're begging to come too? Aww. See, I'm not sure you deserve to come yet. I mean, you did try to blackmail me. You did try to harass me. Do you think you deserve to come after doing that to me? Hmm? tell you what. I'll let you touch yourself. I'm gonna let you relieve yourself a bit. I'm sure you're a little overwhelmed, as this is your first time, right? So I'll go easy. On one condition. Don't come until I tell you to. All right? Promise me you'll be a good boy and hold it in. Good. Now thank me. Thank your mistress for letting you touch yourself before you put your hand on your poor, twitching cock. Good boy. I can already see some pre-cum. Go ahead. Start stroking yourself. Can I be honest? While I'm watching you touch yourself and jerk yourself off, I just want to say I've seen bigger cocks than yours. But I suppose it'll suffice for now. Keep stroking. You can go a little faster if that's what you prefer. I can't wait till this weekend. I already have plans for you and I. Of course, I'm not finished with you after this. You're going to make me come multiple times every night this weekend. You're going to forget all your early plans, and you're going to please me instead until I'm satisfied. Stroke yourself up and down, yeah? I want you to go through your entire length. Go a little harder. It's okay. Don't be distracted, my pet. I love hearing you moan like that. I really like it. Now, depending on your performance today and during the weekend, you may even be rewarded. I may even give you a blowjob. Isn't that a lovely thought, my pet? Do you like the idea of your throbbing hard cock in my mouth? That's it. Keep moaning. Keep begging. I love hearing you. Start bucking your hips and fucking your hand, my pet. I want you to go a little harder. Remember, don't come unless I tell you to. And if you do really well this weekend, I may even let you fuck me. Are you already imagining it? Your cock in my tight, wet pussy? You fucking me until we're both satisfied? What's that? Are you begging to come now? So soon? All right, my pet. I'll count you down. Remember not to come until I tell you so, okay? 5. That's it. Hold it in. Edge yourself. 4. Don't forget to thank your mistress after this, okay? 3. Oh, wow, you're bucking your hips so crazily now. 2. Are you ready? Stop. Yes, you heard me. Stop. You think I'm going to let you stain the carpet of my office that I worked so hard to achieve? I don't think so. That's what you get for trying to play me. That's what you get for being an incredibly stupid, cunt-hungry man. You should be thanking me for even letting you touch yourself after what you've done to me. Beg all you want. I'm not gonna listen. Now put your clothes back on and get out of my office. This weekend, you will present yourself to me again at my apartment. But this time, I will send further instructions on what to bring and what to prepare. Expect these to arrive tomorrow, so be alert. If you fail to do what I say, you can forget about getting to come this weekend as well. Now, leave.
See you tomorrow.
Ah, that was fun.